Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Settlement reached. It will allow Navy service members who refused the COVID-19 vaccine for religious reasons to have their records corrected and their careers protected.
Originally filed on behalf of dozens of Navy SEALs and Navy Special Warfare Operations, the lawsuit was later expanded to cover a class of all Navy service members who had religious objections to the COVID-19 vaccine mandate. First Liberty Institute and the law firm Hacker Stevens LLP won the first major victory in the nation against the military's vaccine mandate in January of 22. Both the Supreme Court and the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit upheld the injunction. In a settlement, the Navy agreed to re-review the personnel records of all class members to ensure that the U.S. Navy has permanently removed adverse records related to non-compliance with the COVID-19 mandate. The Navy also agreed to post a statement affirming its respect for religious service members, provide more training for commanders, and pay $1.5 million in attorney's fees. Service members can get more information about the settlement by clicking the link in our online news story. The Salute the Service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now let's look at the forecast with meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
An excessive heat warning remains in effect for your Thursday. Still going to be very, very hot out there as we reach a high of 100 degrees. Latest round of storms is wrapped up. Only a 10% chance as we go through the day under a partly cloudy sky. Next chance of seeing a spotty storm going to be late tonight. With your Storm Track 3 forecast, I'm meteorologist Ronnell Williams.
Now partly cloudy, south wind at 10 miles per hour. 72 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is 6:35 in the morning, Ted. What could be better than a nice hot cup of coffee from Prairie Fire? There it is.
Look at you. You've got one right
there.
Right there
in that cup.
Hey,
you both folks out in Radio Land, you can see that, I'm sure. Let me hold it up to the microphone so you can see it. There it is.
Ooh, that's nice.
Okay. Prairie Fire Coffee. It's the official coffee of the Steve and Ted Show. August 1st, on this date in 1966, 25-year-old Charles Joseph Whitman went on an armed rampage at the University of Texas in Austin that killed 14 people, most of whom were shot by Whitman while he was perched in the clock tower of the main campus building. The tower. I'll tell you what, this is a time when that kind of thing shocked everybody, Americans all over the world, that this guy did this. There is, I saw some things afterwards that maybe he had a tumor that just
that
affected
that.
His behavior. Killed his mom and his wife,
yeah,
both?
Something like that.
Before he went up there, and terrible story. There he is up there picking people off.
Mm. And then a few years later, it happened right here in Wichita.
Right here in Wichita with the Holiday Inn downtown. And, of course, the comparison was good. That guy didn't get as many people, that's for sure. But the comparison is there. You've been to Texas,
yes, I
Austin.
Have. Yep.
Well, we've been there. We were there now for a convention.
Yeah.
That tower's still there. It kind of dominates the university campus. I mean, you can see it from the street and the highway. Delta says it lost a half $1 billion in 5 days from the massive Microsoft CrowdStrike IT outage.
Man.
The outage forced Delta to cancel over 5,000 flights, stranding customers that had to be reimbursed for hotels and other expenses. Delta CEO Bastian said on CNBC, the airline has no choice but to seek damages from CrowdStrike.
Hang on.
The July 19th outage also disrupted other airlines as well. and also businesses, banks, emergency services across the globe. And it affected our radio stations at Odyssey.
Yeah, it did. Yes.
We had a devil of a time on that Friday morning. I did anyway, putting our show together because I had to find sound bites and everything, but we got it done. I want to get you to complicate what was going on with our computers. But
why don't,
kind of nasty. Jad,
why don't we
in.
Seek damages from crowds?
We ought to.
Why don't we get in on this?
Jad, can we seek damages? You're the witness.
Actually, we were so good at repairing ours. I'm not sure how much damage it actually inflicted. It probably negligible compared
right.
to what some other systems held because we got really lucky.
This is not helping our case.
Jad,
I wasn't trying to help our case. I was telling you what happened.
Yeah, Perry Mason over there. Yeah, this our people jumped on it. Jad was instrumental, and our mm-hmm. people obviously jumped on that thing quick. And hey, they did a heck of a job, I thought. In just a few hours, we got straightened out. But anyway, Delta,
not
others,
so much.
There'll be some others seeking some damages, don't you think? If you look at it that way,
I imagine.
Man, 6:38 now. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It is time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Wednesday was another session of the live cattle and feeder cattle futures trading up and down throughout the session. By the close, the feeder cattle were positive, but the live cattle were on the negative side. Box beef continues to work its way higher price-wise. There has been no reported cash cattle trade in our feed yards this week, and the lean hog futures traded mostly higher yesterday and closed positive with some triple-digit gains. At the close, October live cattle were 77 cents lower, 186.67. October feeder cattle 27 cents higher, 256.15, and October lean hogs $1.15 higher, 75.92. Now the corn and soybean futures Wednesday experienced more new contract lows. The trading and the closes yesterday for the grain and the soybean complexes were on the mixed side. Now with the tension in the Middle East, the crude oil traded strong to the upside yesterday and still has follow through to the upside this morning. At the moment, September Kansas City wheat 3.25 higher, 552.25. December corn down a penny and a quarter, 398.5. November soybeans down 2.5 cents at $10.20. September crude oil 55 cents higher, $78.46. December gold up $8.10 at $2,481.10. September S&P 26.5 points higher, 5,585. September dollar index 30 cents higher, 104.15. And September Dow Jones futures up 11 points at 41,084. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
I was tracking the radar earlier this morning and it with all that lightning and thunder going on, most of it stayed to the north of Wichita. We got some here. It kind of tracked over in your neck of the woods, I think. How'd you do in Augusta with that last night?
We finally lucked out and picked up about 1.5 inches of rain.
Really? Wow. How about
yes.
that? 1.5 inches. Did the thunder wake you up, or were you already up researching your no?
No, that thunder kind of woke me up. You know,
yes?
I was going
yeah.
through here, if I remember right, about 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning.
You really went bang, huh? Okay.
Yes.
1.5 inches. That's great. Go ahead.
Yeah. And this system was a pretty big system. You know, it ran from, our area all the way up through Nebraska, going into Iowa and Minnesota. So it was a pretty big system. It sounded like there was a lot of wind out there, too, in those areas that done damage. I heard Topeka had a lot of damage. So did Salina.
At midnight here in Wichita, the National Weather Service had 0.75, 3/4 of an inch of rain here as of midnight last night. So. Everybody got a little bit of rain, I guess. So it all helps. All right, sir.
You bet.
Thank you, sir. It's making 6:41 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up, we've got Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, the changing rules for inherited IRAs. Now, you and I were just.
Sounds important.
You and I were talking about that the other day, and Al, we'd like to see some.
We were talking about
changes
that.
On those IRA rules.
Chat, yeah. Let's get in on that.
Yeah, the Irish Republican Army needs our help, right? Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker, on the way with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.